Hello again, everyone. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online. When the 24-25 season schedule was announced, Princeton Tiger fans circled today's date as a very significant non-conference matchup. Last year, the Tigers inaugurated what may very well become a heated long-term rivalry. The foe today? The Furman Paladins of the Southern Conference. Last year, the Tigers survived in their first meeting, but it took a Matalako three-bomb at the end for a one-point Tiger win. This season, the Paladins slightly outranked the Tigers in the College Insider Mid-Major Top 25 poll, coming in 12-14. The KenPom rankings of all Division I teams had the Tigers etched in at 106, while the Paladins trailed slightly at 114. In any event, this was apparently a matchup of two very evenly balanced squads. Princeton came in at 7-3 and riding the crest of a modest three-game winning streak, which began in the seventh-place game at the Myrtle Beach Invitational just a week ago. Furman had to this point compiled an excellent 8-1 record, losing only to then number one Kansas last week. Unfortunately for Mitch Henderson and the Tigers, their fourth game in the Palmetto State resulted in a 69-63 Furman victory. Of their four losses, three have occurred in South Carolina. In a start reminiscent of the blowout suffered at the hands of Wright State, the Tigers stumbled out of the gate. 6 minutes in, Princeton trailed 14-2. The biggest problem for the Tigers was their anemic shooting. A Xavier Lee layup was the only score in the Tigers' first 13 attempts. Princeton battled back, however, over the next 2.5 minutes. It was a spirited comeback, because the Tigers were determined not to allow a repeat of the Wright State debacle. A Blake Peters three pulled Princeton within five at the 11:27 mark. Furman stiffened, however, and after a gorgeous three-bomb by the Paladins' P.J. Smith, Furman went on an 8-0 run to extend the lead to 13, the largest of the game. The scrappy Tigers fought back, however, closing to within 3 points on a Dalen Davis three at the 3:11 mark. Furman closed out the half, however, on a 5-0 run, including a second-chance tip-in as time ran out. Furman 37, Princeton 29 after 20 minutes. As the second half unfolded, the Tigers played some of their best and most inspired basketball of the season. A furious 23-8 run, capped off by two free throws from freshman Peyton Seals, gave the Tigers a 7-point lead, 52-45, with 11:27 to go. The Tigers' euphoria was short-lived, however. Paladin sensation P.J. Smith pretty much put the team on his back at that point. His back-to-back buckets at the 6:31 mark gave Furman a 60-56 lead. When Smith fouled out at the 1:50 mark, with his team enjoying a slim 2-point lead, the Tigers believed they could take maximum advantage. Unfortunately, they could not. Furman free throws with 51 ticks left on the clock effectively settled the matter. The final was, as we have noted, 69-63. We have often said that teams who live by the three can also die by the three. That was the case today, as the Paladins can 10 to the Tigers 6, a 12-point margin in a 6-point game. Princeton also was out-rebounded again, 38-35. Not a disaster, but the Princeton Tigers had 6 shots blocked while failing to block even one of the Paladins' attempts. Lee led the Tigers again with 16 points, followed by Davis with 13 and Pierce at 11. For Furman, P.J. Smith's 23 was decisive. Princeton's next action takes place at Jadwin on Tuesday against King Rice and the Monmouth Hawks. The exam break winds up the semester, followed by a December 21 matchup against Rutgers at noon in the Prudential Center at Newark. So long for now. Thanks very much for listening. Once again, this is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.